Have you ever doubled up? No? Not even when punched in the stomach? Okay, well, have you ever seen double? No? Not even when hit on the head with a wooden mallet? Well then, this episode is about gangers. Doppelgangers.
Hello!
Ah, Dr. S, just the strange person I wanted to see.
Bleep bleep, you cannot be serious.
Problem?
Yes, I'm afraid I've got to go to the dentist at 11, which means...
You can't do the show.
Yes, that's it. No.
Does that mean I get to do the whole show by myself?
Yes, in a way, yes. But you really cannot do the Libby and Dr. Strangelove show all by yourself. It'll seem like you're missing somebody, like me.
Not to worry, Mr. Bannister, sir. I know just the person to replace you.
Who?
Me. Bleep, bleep.
No, not you, Marsh and Dan. You mostly only ever say bleep, bleep.
Then who?
Do not ye worry, Mr. B. I shall away a while. But when I come back, I shall have the perfect partner.
Okay, but be back before 11.
You know me. I'm back!
Oh, good. Who did you get?
Introducing PCRFM's brand newest radio star! Hello!
Oh my god, you've cloned yourself.
Why, yes, and what an amazingly brilliant idea it was, even if I say so myself. Dr. Strangelove here is the best person for the job. Why, thank you, Dr. Strangelove. Don't mention it, Dr. Strangelove.
Wait, there are dozens of other presenters you could have chosen from.
Yes, I know. I drew up a short list of a dozen people. All of them, me. Luckily, he chose me.
Just a minute. How the heck did you manage to create another you?
You're forgetting, Mr. B. I was made out of mouldy old fruit by the hand of me. So what I did was, I simply popped out to get some more mouldy old fruit.
Oh, let me guess. You scavenged out of bins.
Yes, and then I just popped all the ingredients together into the revivification machine and bingo! You get me. You could say I'm going to be working a double shift. Strange.
Right, that's it. I've got to go. The dentist beckons. See ya.
That was the Peanut and Gherkin Egg song sung by, well, me. And me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't guessed, you're listening to the Dr. Strangelove and Dr. Strangelove show. No, it's the Dr. Strangelove and Dr. Strangelove show. Whatever. Anyway, the clock says it's now 12:30, and that means it's time for, drumroll please, Evil Laughter Competition! Who can do the most evil laugh?
Ooh, may I go first?
Be my guest. Bravo! Bravo! Did I do good? You did excellently good! Oh, your turn. Okay, here I go with my entry for the Evil Laughter Competition.
Meow.
Oh, you swine! That must have been the meow serum you put in my mid-break coffee! Yes, I win!
Ah!
8¾ hours later.
I'm back!
Hello, Mr. B. How did the dentist go?
Oh, badly, I'm afraid. You could say I had a fatal extraction, only I didn't die.
Save us! Bleep, bleep.
What's up with him?
Oh, so how did my show go, by the way? Was Dr. Strangelove good, or were you not listening?
10 and a bit hours they've been in there, talking to themselves.
What? You mean they're still going?
Yes.
Earplugs. Pass me the earplugs. Bleep, bleep.
Oh, well, this is ludicrous. Whatever happened to all the other presenters?
Dr. Strangelove and Dr. Strangelove both decided they're better off without them. So they've taken over everybody's shows. And, well, everybody's a bit scared to argue with them. So?
Look, I'm not scared. Leave this to me. I'll soon sort this out.
Well?
They said the show must go on and on and on. Then they spat at me.
Ugh! Yuck!
Dr. Strangelove has the manners of a pig. Bleep, bleep.
No, there's got to be a way out of this situation. Then that just has to be. We've got to show the two Dr. Strangeloves that they can't just kick everybody else out. Aha!
Shortly, over at the Weirdery, Libby, Misfit and Martian Dan are plotting. They're up to something, well, strange.
Okay, so explain to me again. Your master plan was to... what?
It's simple. If Dr. S can clone himself, then why can't we?
Why would we want to clone more Dr. Strangeloves? Two is more than enough. One is more than enough.
Bleep, bleep.
No, don't be silly. We're going to clone us.
Oh, good.
Now then, Dr. Strangeloves left his manual lying around here. Let me just skim read it. Yeah, okay. Ooh, that's a bit wrong.
Have you worked out how it works?
Yep, I think so. It's easy. You just need fruit.
Fruit?
Yeah, oodles and oodles of it. Bear off, be mouldy. Yes, the mouldier the better. That's what Dr. Strangelove used. Now, where can we get our hands on some fruit?
The fridge. Bleep, bleep. Check the contents of the fridge.
Oh, yes, of course. Ha-ha!
So, now what?
Oh, it's simple. We just throw all the mouldy old fruit, as much as you can carry, into the revivification machine. The yodel. And then you just switch it on and stand well back.
What went wrong?
I don't know.
Look out. Bleep, bleep.
Oh, yes. Misfit, look. There are three more people stepping out of the revivification machine. You can see through the smoke. It must be us. It must be.
Hello.
Oh, no.
You great billock, Mr. B. You were supposed to create clones of us. Instead, you've made three more clones of Dr. Strangelove.
Tranquilizers. Bleep, bleep. I must have my tranquilizers.
But I don't understand it. I mean, I skim read the instructions in Dr. Strangelove's how-to manual properly.
Yeah, but did you read the warnings?
What? There's a warning, this product may contain nuts.